Hello, everybody. This is Nora. 欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文。
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Morning English. This is Colin.
Colin, 你知道什么叫做 AWSL 吗？
Huh? AWSL? Solo?
Nope. Try to think in Chinese.
I don't know, SL.
Yeah, but you said it very close. 那我们刚刚讲到这个 AWSL 其实是中国的年轻人非常喜欢用的一个流行语。It actually stands for 啊，我死了。其实这个就是比较夸张，不是真正的这个死了。那它就是说某个人很帅、很可爱的时候，就可以用这句话来表达我们的喜欢。
Well, that's very interesting.Young people always like to use these acronyms. It's the same abroad. You know, the first time I saw LOL, I thought it meant lots of love.
That's really funny. LOL is also a game, like Lords of Legends. 撸啊撸就中国年轻人特别喜欢玩啊。那很多人之前看到这个 LOL, 他们就会以为，哎，这不是我玩那个游戏吗？
Yeah, LOL actually stands for laugh out loud.Like, 笑死我了。
Yeah, right. 那我们今天其实就是要学一学这些英文常见的 acronyms, 它的缩写语，尤其是一些生活中可能会弄错的这些英文缩写。欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。Okay, the first one we got today is NB.
Oh, you've got this one in Chinese as well, right?Newbie.
Yes, yes, it's very interesting. 我有一次学生在考试的时候啊，看到试卷上写了一个 NB, 他还感到非常的疑惑，之后还回来 问我说怎么做题还告诉我这个题很牛逼呢？
NB is actually a formal acronym commonly used in writing. It stands for Nota Bene.
Nota Bene. Is this Latin?
Yes, it means...Take notice of something really important.
啊，就是要特别注意。所以如果考试上出现这个 NB 的提示，就可能会在后面加上说 You may choose more than one answer.
Yeah, words written after NB are definitely the things you should pay special attention to.
对，就是要特别注意。那我们接下来这个呢，写出来是 ETC.
Yeah, but we won't read it as ETC, letter by letter, but we will say etc.
Yeah, etc. 也就是等等。那注意一下，这个其实写出来呢，我们是会要用小写，而且在后面会加一个点。那如果是大写的话，你写的这个 ETC, 它就会变成 electronic toll collection, 就是指的我们的电子不停车收费系统，对吧？装在你的车上的。
Yeah.For etc., you can use it in both writing and speaking. Like you can say, she knows everything about me, like my address, my hobbies, my work, etc.
Wait, who is she?
Just an example.
Okay, I like eating all kinds of food. Fried chicken, Japanese food, Thai food, etc.
You really eat a lot.
Yeah. Okay, now let's look at the next one. XOXO. 那这个其实 XO 是一种酒，不过 XOXO 它加起来这个意思就完全不一样了。
Yeah, people like to add this at the end of a message. For example, have a good day at school. XOXO, love mom.
不知道大家有没有从这句话猜出来 XOXO 到底是什么意思呢？ X 其实就指的 hugs, 因为拥抱时候这个姿势有点像 X.
Yeah, and O means kisses.Because sometimes when you kiss someone, you have to open your mouth. So, XOXO, hugs and kisses.
Great. 那我记得这个之前看一个美剧叫 Gossip Girls 的时候，片头总是这样子说的。And who am I? That's not a secret I'll never tell. You know you love me.
XOXO, Gossip Girl. Okay, Gossip Girl. All right.What's the next one? I have it here. YOLO.
那这个短语是什么呢？ YOLO 其实就是 You only live once. 你只活一次。那其实这句话就是告诉你，哎，及时行乐吧。
Yeah. When you're not sure you are going to do something, your friend may say, Come on, YOLO! So they're encouraging doing whatever it is, because you only live once.
Right, you know, recently I really want to try diving, 潜水, but I'm just not really sure about it.
YOLO! You should just do it. It must be great fun.
Okay, you're right. I'll do it for sure.
But an interesting thing about this phrase is that we used to say it to warn the young not to do anything dangerous and stupid.
那这里呢，其实在过去我们说 YOLO 这个短语的时候，它其实是想要警告年轻人要珍惜自己的生命，不要做任何会让你后悔的事情。但是现在我们用 YOLO 这个词啊，变出了就是一定要，哎呀，只有一次啊，你赶紧把你所有想做的事情都做了吧。
Yeah, and now it becomes a reason why people should follow their own mind and desire.
对，这就可以看出来年轻人心态的转变。YOLO, be brave.
Absolutely.
那么接下来我们要看到这个的缩写是 IG， 这个我感觉大部分玩游戏啊电竞的同学可能第一反应是 IG 不是那个电竞的战队吗？
I don't know much about electronic sports, but IG refers to Instagram, like FB is Facebook.
Alright, 那 Instagram 其实就是国外很流行的一个软件嘛，那很多国主在拍视频的时候可能说的都是Ins， 就是国内的大家说的是，哎呀，我要把我的照片发到 Ins 上。那其实外国人都不知道什么叫 Ins， 而是说的 IG.
Yeah, and we also say DM me very often. DM means direct message.
就是私信我，点我。那when you're in a group chat, you don't really want others to know much about the conversation, some private conversations. So you may tell your friend, just DM me the details about it.
Exactly. Also, when we are calling someone or texting, you might receive this message.BRB.
BRB. Be right back. 就是稍等马上回来。不过看这些缩写真的还真的非常的难猜耶。
I know how these can be confusing. It also took me a long time to figure them out. AMA.
AMA. 写出来呢可能会有点像艾玛。不过这个是非常好的一个。Can you give me an example?
Sure, you would probably say...If you have any questions, AMA, I will tell you all I know.
那这个时候呢 ,AMA 是什么意思呢？就是 ask me anything. Ask me anything.
Yeah, well, many people may send stories on their IG and just post a picture of AMA as a way of interacting with their friends.
是的，那朋友圈有这样子的人，那他们其实就是，哎呀，拍张照说，哎呀，你们随时向我提问吧 ，AMA. I guess they just got fed up when staying at home.
Or they just want to hook up with somebody.
JK. JK? Isn't the uniform that Japanese students usually wear, you know, the JK 制服?
Oh, I don't know about that. Well, JK means just kidding.
Alright, I will start get up at 4 o'clock tomorrow morning.
I think you are JK.
Yes, just JK. 那我们说的这个 JK 就记住了，是 just kidding. 接下来我们要说的这个呢，就是在国外去 party 的时候，你可能会收到一个字条，邀请的主人可能会跟你说Hope you all enjoy tonight, and don't forget to BYOB.
Yeah, that's very common. BYOB means bring your own bottle.
就是要求自带酒水。
Well, because the drinks can be quite expensive, and if you're hosting a big party, then you will prepare some of the drinks and ask others to BYOB.
Yeah, don't forget to BYOB. 那我们今天的最后一个短语呢，其实就是 TGIF, a little bit long.
Thank God it's Friday.
Yeah, and we say this a lot in the office. 感谢终于到周五啦，可以放假啦。And sometimes you text your friends in the office, you will also just say TGIF.
Okay, well, that's all for today's acronyms. Hope you all enjoyed it.
是的，今天的笔记呢也为大家整理好了。欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文。私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。Thank you so much for listening. This is Nora. Bye.
And this is Colin. See you next time. Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。